Chapter 7 1. Environmental Science. Listen to a lecture in an environmental science class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Now, I know everybody knows what a sea is, but I'm sure that if I ask around right now, we'd hear a lot of different answers about what features make up a sea. Another thing that a lot of people don't know about is that there are different types of seas. So, that's what we're going to go over. Okay, the first type of sea is called a Mediterranean Sea. And just so we're clear, although the Mediterranean Sea is an example of a Mediterranean Sea, in oceanography, we use the term to describe a sea that has limited exchange of deep water with the oceans. So, how does the water circulate? Well, it mostly depends on the temperature of the water, which moves the water from place to place. The density of water, due to salt dissolved in it, also changes as its temperature changes. The denser water sinks, pushing less dense water toward the surface. Some other examples of Mediterranean seas are the Caribbean Sea and the Red Sea. Next, second, there are marginal seas. These are really areas of the ocean that are somewhat enclosed by land. I mean, they may have some islands around that help define their boundaries. The big distinction to remember with marginal seas is that their currents are mainly caused by ocean winds. Some examples of marginal seas are the Bering Sea and the North Sea.
1. What does the professor imply when she says this?
Now, I know everybody knows what a sea is, but I'm sure that if I ask around right now, we'd hear a lot of different answers about what features make up a sea.
Two. What does the professor imply when she says this?
The big distinction to remember with marginal seas is that their currents are mainly caused by ocean winds.
Three. What does the professor imply about the Mediterranean Sea?